Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
As the Winter Olympics open today in Vancouver, Canada, expectations for the USA men's hockey team are low. The young team is not expected to match the firepower of the top contenders, such as Russia and Canada. But such was also the case 50 years ago, back in 1960, at the 8th Olympiad, played outdoors in Squaw Valley, California.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and the game is over. The United States wins.
That was the call as the U.S. men's hockey team beat Czechoslovakia, stunning the world and winning gold in 1960, the first miracle on ice, 20 years before the famous U.S. win in Lake Placid in 1980. Bill Cleary, legendary hockey player and coach for Harvard University, was the 1960 team's high scorer, leading the U.S. to gold after winning silver in the 1956 games. We visited Bill Cleary this week at his home in Newton, from a room that overlooked the frozen Charles River, where people were skating while we were there, and two men and a dog pushed around a hockey puck. Bill showed us his prized hardware.
Well, here they are, right here. This is the 60 medal.
Oh, yeah.
That's the gold medal, and this is a little worn and torn after 55 years. This is the silver medal we won in 1956 in Cortina, Italy. And the difference between having a gold here and a silver there is we lost to the Russians in 56. It was a close game, but we beat them in 60, and that really was basically the difference.
What was it like to play Olympic hockey outdoors in Squaw Valley? You know, and I ask the question mindful, as we sit here, we have these beautiful windows overlooking this section of the Charles, which is frozen over, and there are folks out there shooting a hockey puck around.
Well, because that's what we grew up in. We didn't have any indoor rinks when we were kids. I mean, we had to learn on the Charles River. I did, because I grew up in Cambridge, on Spy Pond in Arlington, and all these little places in Lexington and Concord, and we'd find ice wherever it was. The rule when we played Olympics was that you had to play outdoors. And you played in the elements. You know, you'd have some snowstorms. We played in Stockholm one night, 25,000 people, you know, in a snowstorm. But it was great.
At what point during the 60 Olympics did you realize that, holy cow, we might actually win this?
I think once we beat the Canadians, then people started saying, and I think subconsciously ourselves, we said, hey, we can do this. And then we're playing the Russians. And we got into that game, and I think some people obviously thought that we wouldn't have a chance. And we scored early, and I think it helped us scoring that first goal, and we were ahead 1-0. And then they got two goals in the second period, so they were ahead going into the last period. But, you know, even when I coach, I believe strongly in the power of positive thinking. It's amazing what you can do if you think you can do it. That's the way I live my life.
The power of positive thinking worked. Bill Cleary and his team beat the Soviets 4-3 and then overwhelmed the Czechs 9-4 to win the gold. Bill Cleary never played pro hockey, never wanted to. He went on to run his own insurance company and coached hockey at Harvard for 22 years. He laments the addition of professional NHL players to the Olympics in 1998, saying the change commercialized Olympic hockey, virtually eliminated the chance that college hockey players could make the U.S. Olympic squad, and crushed the spirit of the games. That spirit was evident, he told us, when he took his Harvard team to Czechoslovakia in 1984 and was reunited with an old friend and rival.
Voracek, Dmitry Voracek, who was a goaltender on the Czech team. We hadn't seen each other since 1960, so that was almost 25 years before. We go out, we warm up, then line up on the blue lines, and they play the anthems of the two countries. And at that time, my friend goes out onto the ice, and he grabs a microphone. And he said, I want to welcome my good friend from the United States. And even though our countries haven't been friendly, we are friendly. We are friends because we are sportsmen. We are Olympians. And he brings me out and he gives me the coat of arms to the city of Kolin, and then a beautiful cut glass, blown glass, which they're famous for. The next night, we're playing our last game over there, and I'm talking to the coach of the team we're playing, and I said, you know, I had a wonderful visit with Voracek last night. Just then, the interpreter, who had just stepped out, came back, and he said, Billy, I have some bad news. Voracek died this morning.
Oh, my God.
It was the eeriest thing I think I ever had happen to me, and it wasn't me. It was what I stood for with the country. To me, that's what the Olympics is about. Not Michael Jordan and Barkley going up to the podium wondering whether they're going to wear Reebok or Adidas. That's not what the Olympics is about. It's about people. It's about competition. I often said that I think that athletes are, can do more good than politicians about getting people together and, you know, producing harmony and spirit amongst people in different cultures. And I've seen it happen. I've seen it happen. And I think we've got away from that. And I think it's too bad.
Bill Cleary, thank you very much for letting us come to your house and talk to you. It's been very nice. Good meeting you.
Well, I enjoyed it.
That was Bill Cleary, star forward of the 1960 U.S. Olympic hockey team, which performed the first miracle on ice, winning gold against long odds 50 years ago this month. We visited Cleary this week at his home in Newton.
Do you skate out back here?
I do, as a matter of fact. It's fun. The old knees aren't quite as solid as they used to be, but...
Push that puck around a little bit still?
I can still stick handle. That was always something I could do, is stick handle. The only trouble is I got to go through the same guy six times because I can't go 10 feet, you know. The old legs don't go as fast.